You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. St. Augustine wrote those familiar words, familiar to many of us, in his Confessions, our 13-volume autobiography, at the turn of the 5th century. It brims with meaning for us Christians. You have made us for yourself. Reminds us that it is God's act and not our own that has brought us into being. And that creative act flowed freely from God through God's own wishes. Our restless hearts call out to us repeatedly, manifested either by a kind of impatience we don't fully understand, maybe I should speak for myself, or bouts of feeling out of place in the world. We have a sense of knowing that in the end, our true rest will be with God, though we have no idea what form that will take, only that it will be relief from everything that troubles us in this life. When we pray that one who has died will rest in peace, has as much to do with peace beyond our understanding as it does with resting in any way we know about rest. All this came to mind when I read that line from Paul's letters to the Philippians, our citizenship is in heaven. And then again, just now, as we were reading the psalm together, verse 5, one thing have I asked of the Lord, one thing I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord for all the days of my life. Well, that line from Paul started me thinking about where we are truly at home, which led me to Augustine's declaration. It's a bold statement that, like Augustine's, packs in much more significance than can be held in its five words. Citizenship strikes a resounding note in today's world. Jim Dyke said to me after the Wednesday evening session, our Lenten series on the Collects, and I hope I don't misquote him too badly, something along the lines of how incredible it is that this far into the 21st century, there are still brutes in the world who can do what Putin is doing in Ukraine. The Ukrainian people are courageously fighting to defend their homeland, the place where they can feel safe and live in as much peace as the world has to offer. And yet, there it is. In Putin and his thugs, though subhuman and comes to mind, and certainly inhumane, that desire to have more power, more territory, more satisfaction of the pride of sin by taking from others what is theirs, including their freedom and their very lives. As I said to Jim, it's incredible to me that this far into the evolution of the human species, we evidently still think the best way to resolve differences is by waging war against each other, killing each other in wholesale fashion. It is particularly alarming when we spend resources and lives and money and water and on this methodical killing of each other, resources we could otherwise direct toward eradication of illness, hunger, and homelessness, just to name a few. There's that word again, home. Altogether, it sounds like a truly Lenten theme. In our collect, we pray for God to be gracious to those who have gone astray from God's ways. You know, every week I print out the readings and the collect so that I can start thinking about what I'm going to say on Sunday morning and mark them up. And by gone astray from thy ways, I wrote in the margin, so everybody? It's all of us. Because there we have it on this second Sunday in Lent, our common failing to follow God's ways unerringly. Putin is putting on the world stage, putting all of this on the world stage, utter disregard for human life and dignity, absence of concern for the most vulnerable, condoning, no, directing the killing of regular citizens, including children and patients in hospitals. And it is fitting that we should be directing money from our own pockets, you and I, toward food and shelter and clothing for the victims of these horrors. There's a form in the back of the bulletin today that tells you how to do that if you haven't already. It is also appropriate, and yes, I get the irony of this in light of my anti-war comments just seconds ago, appropriate that our nation and others are contributing in various manners to the military defense of the Ukrainian people. While events in that part of the world have galvanized our attention on human cruelty in the most despicable terms, we might also use this moment to look inward as well. Where and when we are willing to place our own needs and wishes above those of others. The point, and I say this every Lent, I think, the point is not to find something to feel guilty about and then just wallow in our guilt. That serves absolutely no purpose in God's will, in God's world, except maybe to awaken us that first moment of recognition. Finding where we've gone astray, in the words of the collect, serves a purpose only insofar as it moves us toward changing behavior and attitudes. Notice I said behavior first. Sometimes the attitudes have to follow. We don't have to be power-hungry despots in order to benefit from this introspection. As a matter of fact, despots and would-be emperors seem to be immune to that practice, as long as they're despots and would-be emperors. We, though, by God's grace, right there in the collect, by God's grace, believe and pray that we can be brought again with penitent hearts to hold on to God's unchangeable truth, the truth of God's constant and never-ending love for us. And then also, by God's grace, our restless hearts find their rest in God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.